Hi, it's Mac here. It's McCoggan on Audioboo, and I just returned a short while ago from a day out, or at least a few hours out, in Glasgow shopping. Like Edinburgh yesterday, Glasgow today. But part of the reason, or actually the main reason, that I was in Glasgow today was not for my wife's benefit this time, but for mine's, to visit some of the tech shops. Guitar, Victor Morris, and Maplin, to see what kind of deal I could get on a digital recorder, handheld digital recorder, based on the a good amount of advice and a good mixture of advice on what type of device to go for what I term as a roving mic, because that will be its main purpose. And I've come back with a Zoom H4N and the accessory pack. Now, I have to put a nod here towards Mark Cotton, who is Mac Fontaine. Yes, or you will know him, MC Fontaine. And a couple of his friends who chipped in on the H2. And also to Andre, who is Freaky Foof, who was pushing hard on the H1, the Zoom H1, being an excellent handheld recorder. And this was actually the model I intended going for originally, until I did further research and decided that I would actually like to have the H2 for additional features. I know that Andre, this is kind of directed at you, was saying that, you know, the H1 was actually the model to go for, no need to spend extra money on H2, but because I wouldn't need the extra features. But I actually want to do some really clever stuff when I can learn how to do clever stuff with recording, and I thought the H2 would be the better model for that. And so having negotiated an excellent price through in Glasgow, between knocking the dealers against each other and getting the prices down, I actually managed to achieve something that was pretty good, and I ended up with the H2N and accessory pack for, plus an SD card, a 16GB SD card, for £159, 99 pence. Now, I had researched on the internet for the past few days, and the best deal I could get anywhere delivered was exactly the same, the H2N plus accessory pack and a 16GB card. Of course, it took me a couple of hours of haggling between the stores, playing one against the other, to get to this, but eventually managed to get it. And so I'm really happy with what's happened, what I've come back with. And you probably hear lots of stuff here. I'm using it on the, I can't remember the title now, is it the near side, direct side, something like that, mode, where it captures my voice and also some ambient stuff from the sides. Now, this is my first test, so this may not come out terribly well. You may be able to hear the wee burn, the wooden bridge in the park, and the kids playing about, obviously not at school. If this turns out well, I will post it up, otherwise I'll scrub a lot and have to start again. But I'm using it with the provided handle that comes with it, an accessory pack, and the foam muffler. I intend to get a proper one. I think it's Wolf, is it Wolf? Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, I'll send away for one of those. So this is basically just to test the microphone out as I wander up and down the park, wander across the bridge and back, see what kind of sounds I end up having recorded. And I really do want to say a big thanks to the guys who chipped in. Of course, this is not my intention for a proper mic. I know Andre has said, and even Mark has said, that I really wouldn't need to have a full-blown mic, but I want one. I'm a geek. And all these guys have got them, and I want them. No, not for that reason. I love to have, and I want to have a proper mic set up on a shock mount, etc., by my Mac desktop, and leave and keep this item purely for as a roving mic when I'm out and about, or if I'm doing some interviews in the future, planned interviews hopefully, and any other stuff like that, even if I'm driving in the car, and save my iPhone as a listening device for Audio Boo and record only on this device. That is the plan. I've got my earbuds popped into the side plug here with a line out so I can monitor what I'm saying. Sounds fine to me. I'm speaking with the mic in my left hand, slightly off centre and below my chin to the left, and so I'm not speaking directly into it, and I hope everything comes out fine. I'm not sure if I can play this back while I'm out and about, because I haven't read the book yet. You know what, like, as guys are, we don't need instructions, we just grab it, get on with it. I know how to do this. Well, anyway, if I can play it back, that would be fantastic. But if not, I'll wait till I get home, because I'm out of work anyway. And having had a 3-course lunch through in Glasgow, I'm stuffed, and I'm supposed to be on a diet. So there you go. Windy here at this particular point. As I walk past the wee nature park, there is someone blowing across. I don't know how that will come into the equation here, but we'll soon find out. And if it does, and it's annoying, then I'll edit it out with the included software, Wave something, I can't remember what it's called. But I also have Reaper, Audacity, and GarageBand, and I can also filter it out in there. So that's the plans, to record some stuff, and yeah, I'm actually feeling quite good, because I'm carrying this with the little handle that's actually meant to be for a mic stand, but I actually get a good grip of it, so there's no creaking noises. I haven't heard any yet, and it keeps your hand off the mic, which is good, and it actually looks like a full-blown handheld mic with its wee foam cap on top. So, as I say, once again, thanks to Mark, thanks to Andre, and I know Andre's going to say, I told you just to get the H1, you don't need to do it. Well, yeah, but I was also swayed by others, to be honest with you, Andre. But you have to remember that the reason I went down any Zoom road at all was by you, in other words, listening to you, your recordings, especially when you're out and about. The stereo quality and the ambience that came across in your recordings was what caused me to contact you directly from the start. So I hope you'll take that as a big thanks and a compliment for that, and if I can even emulate your stuff a little bit. And thanks to Mark for his input along the way, not just on the roving mics as it were, but on fixed mics. There are other people I have to thank as well, because over the passage of time, the past months, I've spoken to others, and Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold has helped me quite a bit in advice over the past few months. I haven't spoken to Bernie on this for a little while. He's probably going to be wondering what the hell's going on. But yeah, a proper mic will be coming up. Birthday at the end of this month. Hopefully some extra pennies, and I'll go shopping for a fixed mic, as it were, for my desktop, because I really, really want one. Well, okay, I think that should be a long enough test, and if it's messed up, I'm going to be one unhappy puppy. And anyway, hello there.
Hi there.
So, bye for now. I hope you caught that old gentleman on his bike passing by on my left-hand side. Bye for now.